you, sir. Yes, sir. What is your name, sir? Okay, your name, state your name and your ADC number once again for us, sir.
Gerardo Tapia, 262463.
Mr. Tapia, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for the one allegation on your warrant. And according to information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on December the 5th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
No, I don't remember being going to.
Well, that's when you signed the paper stating that the hearing would be held today, and that on there it was stated that certain rights that you would have, and one of the rights that you would have was to obtain a licensed attorney to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And of course, this is a continuation of your hearing from November the 23rd, 2017. As you can see, you have five board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. To my right, that is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. On my left, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. To his left, the Honorable Mr. Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today, and you should be able to see him there, and that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Tappy and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God, or do you so affirm it?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on April 8, 2016, as verbally directed on April 5, 2016. You are actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Tappy, I'm able to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask you to remain quiet as we get this information. Then we'll be back to talk with you, sir. At this time, Mr. Osborne, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Tapia was released from DOC custody on January 15th of 2016. He was arrested on October 1st of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his condo warrant status and felony possession of dangerous drugs and drug paraphernalia. He was returned back to our custody on October 4th of 2017 with 541 abscond days with a community supervision end date of April 7th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. In 2013, leave accident, death of injury, 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2011, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. And 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SGG or gang information noted. Prior term of supervision in 2011, he was an absolute discharge. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft, promoting prison contraband, and fighting noted. And since his return, has received 3 infractions on 10-4 of 2017 for disobeying a verbal or written order. On 10-8 of 2017 for fighting. And on 10-19 of 2017 for disobeying a verbal or written order. Other arrests, 1998, assault, AZ juvenile probation. 1999, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. 1999, assault, AZ juvenile probation. 2000, criminal damage, AZ juvenile detention. 2000, unlawful use of means of transportation, AZ juvenile detention. 2000, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile detention. 2002, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile detention. 2004, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2004, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2010, assault, AZ misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G5B6, and I have status and charges attached from Senior Pro Officer Haran Judge, dated Thursday, November 2nd of 2017. States that his status and charges have been, his charges have been dismissed without prejudice, which means they can come back and put the charges on at a later date if they wanted to.
Thank you so very much. So they've been dismissed without prejudice, which means that they may be filed just a little later if they so desire to.
Yes.
Sir, based upon information that we have, you were, when you were initially released, you were to go to TLC down in Tucson, and then you were discharged from TLC, and you were, at that time, you were approved to go to SACRAC, and it's called Penal Reentry Center, and then you were given an opportunity to go out in the community, and who was this that you was living with out in the community, sir?
I was living with my friend's mom, my boss's mom.
Okay.
And that's where I was at the whole time.
So, that's where you were the whole time. So what happened? The Department of Corrections did not know where you were. Your parole officer had no idea where you were for those 541 days. So why do you think they didn't know that you were living there, sir?
I was there
just going back and forth, just going on a little side job.
That's how
I was getting
my hard.
Okay, so you were doing side jobs, so you were getting by, and but somehow there was miscommunication between you and the Department of Corrections because they had no idea where you were, what you were doing. So aside from getting into these side jobs, what else were you doing, sir?
That's it, just working,
kind of
popping the radio around the
house. Okay, no drugs, no alcohol, nothing like that while you were out, sir?
I wasn't doing it at first, just the last 2 months before I got arrested.
Okay, and then we find that before you were arrested then, you had failed to provide two UAs, so and then you were verbally reprimanded for that, and you had to go to task. That was all the way back in 2016. Now, I do take note, based on what we just learned from the Department of Correction, that since you returned, and in October, you had three tickets. What was going on after you returned, so you end up with three tickets?
I was hallucinating, and they told me that, and I wasn't thinking right, and I peed in the cup, and I tried, and I wasn't thinking right, and I peed in the cup, the one they gave me to drink out of, after I drank all the water, and I was, because I wasn't hearing, my head wasn't clear, and I went on to wash there, weekend, so they gave me a sorry conduct for that one, and I couldn't beat that ass, I asked to see the captain, and I told him the whole story and all that, I was hallucinating, he still stuck me with the ticket. And I didn't want to stay in the yard because I'm terrible street friend. I got PTSD, I got shot in the cheek, I got shot a whole bunch of times too. I got shot 5 times. Missed my spine. And another one missed my spine. I got shot, lost a kidney, and got one kidney, and I have half of my mouth missing.
So,
I got the knee runner. I got shot, that was 10 years ago, and I'm almost crippled. I have a bad back.
Okay, well, we're sorry to hear that. Now, but you mentioned that you, you didn't use the term, but your SMI, your SMI, are you on any kind of medication with your SMI situation, sir?
Yeah, I'm on, like Frank said, I was on the street, I was on the Kodak. I was on Seroquel, Paxil, Valium, and Gabapentin.
Are you only in this since you've been reincarcerated, sir?
I'm on Zoloft, Zyprexia, and some other one. I keep forgetting the name.
Okay, let me just ask you. Let me ask you another question. Whether this board lets you out now or whether you get out in April coming, where do you plan to resign? What do you plan to do, sir?
I plan on doing good. If you guys release me today, I'll go to the sacra. I'll clean all the rooms and stuff. I'll clean all the bathroom. I'll wash the officer's car. I'll do anything I have to do. It's my words, man. If you guys release me today, I can do it. I can do parole. I'll stay arrest free. I know I'll stay arrest free, and just you guys gotta believe me, please.
Okay, sir. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, any questions for Mr. Tapia? I don't see any questions from board members. Therefore, sir, this is your hearing. I want to give you another opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision today whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. So at this time, sir, anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know thanks for letting me talk and speak my mind. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and the board really appreciates your being professional with the board today, and we wish you the best. But now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. The five of us just talking among ourselves. And following this discussion, we'll be back to you with the determination of the board. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation, Mr. Tapia. There was some kind of miscommunication involving Mr. Tapia, and he felt that the board knew, that the department, the parole office knew exactly where he was, but they did not. And guess what? 541 days went by pretty fast. That's over a year, year and a half, almost 2 years. Not quite 2 years, but a long time. And therefore, they had no idea what was going on during that period. I believe that he's ready to live a productive life. However, it's just the policy. Well, I won't say the policy. It's just my fault as one board member. When one scounds for some 500 plus days, I just feel that they're not ready for community supervision, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Sir, just for the record, I just also point out, in addition to absconding, there were the new charges, potential felony charges.
Thank you so very much, and as it was already stated that they may or may not be foul, but they are still out there and they did take place. Thank you so very much for pointing that out. Any further discussion, board members? Hearing no further discussion at this time, I am going to offer a motion, and my motion would be to, based upon information contained in warrant number 2016W1465, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections to Mr. Osborne, as well as Mr. Tapper's own testimony, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he was charged, and although they have not been confirmed yet, with a new felony, and that he absconded for some 541 days. Therefore, I move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agree.
By unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on April the 7th, 2018. That's not that far away. But put a plan together so when you get out, you will not return, and make sure you stay on that medication, because I think that will keep you moving forward. So good luck, sir, and your hearing is over, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Thank you. Hey, sir, are they going to bring the charges back up, you think?
Well, we don't know yet. That will have to be determined by the county attorney's office. We have no idea on that at this time, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.